You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Was that Toby Fairbrother you were talking to?
Are you spying on me?
I just happened to glance out of the window.
Oh, yeah, he invited me to go with him to the Young Farmers' New Year's Eve bash.
Oh.
I don't look so worried. I turned him down.
I'm not worried. Oh. It's none of my business who you go out with. Do you want a sausage or just bacon?
Oh, sausage and bacon, please. Where's Dad?
On the phone to your mum.
Oh, right.
When's Matthew back?
Oh, later on this morning, I hope.
It sounded as though he was going to be thoroughly spoilt by his mum and dad.
Yeah.
It is hard living so far away from your family.
Actually, Gran, I was wondering...
What?
Would it be all right if I asked him for lunch?
Yes, of course.
Only we've got loads of cold meat and stuff from Christmas, haven't we? There's absolutely nothing in the cottage. Oh, hi, Dad.
How's Ruth?
She's got a flight.
Oh, brilliant.
Leaving on Wednesday, but stopping in Sydney and somewhere else, I think she said. So she won't get back till late afternoon on Thursday.
Just in time to celebrate the New Year?
Yep.
I don't suppose she'll be in the mood for celebrating after that journey.
Will you be able to pick her up at the airport, Pip?
Of course.
What about your young farmers do?
Oh, that's not important.
Well, you'll be home by about 8, so you can easily make your party.
But really, it doesn't matter.
No, come on, Christmas was so quiet, you deserve to let your hair down a bit.
It's Mum's first night home.
No, she wouldn't want you to miss out on her account.
Well, I'll see.
Okay. Had to confess to her about my arm.
What did she say?
That I should have told her.
What, and she'd have come rushing home?
Well, I doubt it, not just for a broken arm.
Is that what she said?
No, I think she was just a bit, you know, a bit cross that I hadn't said anything before.
But where'd he been all this time?
Oh, who knows?
Surprised you recognised him.
But it was such perfect timing, Roy.
Yeah, anyway, there's
some
guests.
There we were, finally back in our own house with James and Leonie and little Mungo.
Lucky you.
And our precious Scruff curled up in his basket by the fire. It really was the icing on the Christmas cake.
Yeah, okay. Room 102. I've done their bill and ordered a taxi for them.
What time are they going?
12 o'clock.
And how was your Christmas, Roy?
Well, I was here, wasn't I?
Oh, Roy.
No, it was a nice atmosphere, but it was busy.
Yes, I can imagine.
Well, Phoebe came over to see me, which was nice.
Oh. Yeah.
Gave me a lovely cashmere scarf.
Oh, what did you get for her?
Oh, a couple of driving lessons. She's got a test on Wednesday.
A bit late to be taking lessons.
Oh, no. I've been teaching her, and Brian's taken her out once or twice.
And
she's doing fine. Just thought it would give her a confidence boost to have a couple of sessions with the professional.
Mm. And what about little Abby?
Oh, yeah. We had a good long chat on the phone. Mm. She was thrilled with her presents.
Oh,
and Hayley's bringing her over at New Year to stay for a few days.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah. Well, she's disappointed she won't get to see Calendar Girls.
Abby? She's a bit young, isn't she?
Oh, she wants to see her dad making a fool of himself, doesn't she? But I don't think that Hayley... you know.
Yes.
Anyway, it'll all be over by the time they get here.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
I'm not looking forward to this evening.
Aren't you?
We haven't yet got through the play once, Roy, without grinding to a halt at some stage.
We've got the dress rehearsal this afternoon to sort things out.
But with all the festivities, I don't suppose anyone's given the play a thought since the last run-through.
Wonder if Jean, Harvey and Lillian are on speaking terms yet.
Oh, don't remind me. I just pray that Jean's had sufficient eggnog to mellow her a little.
Hi, Matthew.
Hello.
You came back then?
Did you think I wouldn't? Hey, thanks for the present. Perfect choice.
Oh, it was one of the first things I noticed about you. You like posh coffee.
How did you know?
Quick glance in your kitchen, that's all. Anyway, how was Christmas?
Fine, yeah. But, you know, 3 old days of being fussed over by my grandmother and I felt the call of Rickyard Cottage.
Can you face being fussed over by my gran?
Why?
You're invited in for lunch.
Oh, lovely. And, any news of your mum?
Yeah, she'll be back on Thursday.
Oh, good. Yeah. Except that'll mean I'm out of a job.
Me too.
What?
Well, I mean, not immediately. And I'm sure Mum will want you to stay on for a week or two. I knew... Have you got time for a chat?
Yeah, sure. Just let me get my stuff out of the car.
See, the thing is, Dad's thinking we might have to get out of milk.
I can't say I'm surprised. There's quite a lot thinking like that.
And Mum's always been a dairy person above all else, so it's not going to be much of a homecoming.
And it'll mean you'll have to find another job.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, let's go into the cottage, shall we? And you can try some of that posh coffee.
Cheers, Toby. See ya.
What's Toby Fairbrother doing here?
Been to see Ian. Just wanted to know how the geese went down over Christmas.
Oh, I gather they were very popular.
Yeah. Yeah, most of the guests were really keen. Ian wished he'd ordered a few more.
Well, he'll know next year.
If the Fairbrothers are still in business.
Indeed.
Oh, and Toby said him and a load of his mates from the rugby club are coming to see Calendar Girls tonight.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Not sure it is good, Linda.
Why?
His exact words were, "Can't pass up the opportunity to see the women of Ambridge getting their kit off."
Oh, really?
Yeah, I hope it was a joke.
I didn't anticipate that we'd be attracting voyeurs.
Well, if all they're coming for is nudity, they're in for a very dull evening.
Oh, simply can't bear the thought.
Sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned it.
As if I haven't got enough to worry about. At least we'll have a proper run-through this afternoon.
Well, I've had a text from Kirsty to say that she's running a bit late.
Oh, no!
Some kind of traffic problem.
But we can't start without her.
No, it's OK. She was just saying that she won't come back to Willow Farm. She'll go straight to Lower Loxley.
There's no one else who went away for Christmas, is there?
Not as far as I know.
I suppose it's too much to hope that people will remember the notes I gave them last week.
Oh, I've had a look through the script, just to remind myself.
Well, it's not you I'm worried about, Roy.
No, well...
Lillian's grasp of the text has always been tenuous, to say the least. And after what has no doubt been a very merry Christmas...
Oh, she'll be fine.
I wish I could believe that.
She's very good at improvising.
Roy, we cannot have that kind of language on stage.
It was only the once that she let fly with... an unfortunate expletive.
Exactly! And now I'm on constant tenterhooks in case she does it again.
I'm still hoping it won't come to that.
It would be terrible.
Well, we've got to face facts, Gran. And, well, my first thought was that I'd have to move away. You know, look for another job like the High Wycombe one. But I don't really want to do that. Particularly since I've, you know, got a couple of my own enterprises going.
You mean the Welsh ewes?
Yeah, and the share farming thing with Adam. It would be great to get some of my own cattle. Oh, pudding spoons, Gran.
Spoons and forks. It's apple pie.
And if Rex and Toby get their act together...
They're only here on a short-term lease.
Oh, I know, but they're hoping to keep going and expand the business locally.
I wouldn't bank on that.
So there may be something I could do with them.
That's hardly going to keep body and soul together.
No, obviously. But Matthew reckons I could get a job locally.
Matthew does?
Yeah, something I could do from home. Like being regional rep for, I don't know, an animal health company or whatever.
That wouldn't pay anything like Webster's.
No, but it would mean I'd have a regular wage coming in while I try and get my own enterprises off the ground. And even without the dairy herd, there's always going to be jobs here on the farm you'll need a casual worker for.
So we'd hire you?
Why not?
Rather than Eddie or Neil?
You mean you'd just be employed as a casual?
Well, not a casual, Gran. Skilled self-employed, I prefer to call it. Freelance, maybe. Lots of variety and the opportunity to try my hand at different things.
Can I come in?
Yes, of course, love.
Hiya.
Hello, Matthew.
Hello. Thanks ever so much for inviting me in for lunch.
It's only leftovers.
Oh, it looks lovely.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, very nice, thanks.
I was just telling Dad and Gran what we were discussing earlier.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that you, you might be getting out of dairy.
Oh, it's a possibility. The market's just too volatile.
I just hope I'll have a job to move on to.
Now, if you sit there, Matthew.
Thanks.
And, tuck in. Help yourselves. There's beef and plenty of ham.
Great.
Oh. Plaster's coming off this week.
But it'll take a while to get your strength back. Mm. Potatoes, Matthew?
Thanks.
So, Matthew, are you going to this young farmer's party on Thursday?
Oh, I was going to ask you about that. I wondered if we might, you know, go together?
If I could have your attention, please. Thank you. Well, in all the years I have been directing Christmas shows, I believe that has the distinction of being quite the worst dress rehearsal it has ever been my misfortune to witness.
Oh, come on, Linda, it wasn't that bad.
I have never in my life seen such a sustained catalogue of missed cues, forgotten lines, tuneless singing, missing props, and as for the costumes, I know there are some very quick changes between scenes, but to come on stage semi-clad, except where the story calls for it, is completely unacceptable. Yes, Kirsty, I'm looking at you. The whole point of Ruth's character is that she is repressed and extremely shy about revealing her body, and I know you arrived late, but credibility does fly out of the window, you know, if you come on stage in a state of déshabillé. And as for you, Harrison, you don't even have a costume change, so there's absolutely no excuse for you coming on with your trousers at half-mast. No, it's no laughing matter. And Lillian, can I beg you, please, to spend a little time between now and curtain up this evening going over your script? And as for you, Jean, what can I say? Beautifully spoken, as ever. But could you please, please, please try and remember your moves? It completely throws everyone else if you just stand stock still in the middle of the stage like that.
Yeah, but they do say, don't they, Linda, that a bad dress rehearsal usually means a good first night.
Yes, yes, I am well aware, thank you, Roy, of that particular piece of theatrical lore. But unless you all pull your socks up with considerable vigour, tonight will be the night we prove it wrong!
Oh, do you know, I can't believe we've got to do it all again.
The play? But it was great.
Yeah, I know. And astonishingly well, considering. Mm. But it's like, oh, I don't know, a wedding, you know, something. You put a massive effort into making it go with a swing and it's done. It's over. The idea of having to do it all again the next day.
And the day after.
Oh,
it'll be fun once you get out there on the stage and the adrenaline kicks in.
I think I'm clean out of adrenaline.
Overdue the celebrations last night, did we?
Well, I should be feeling better by now.
What are we going to do about Jean?
Oh, don't talk to me about Jean Harvey. Was she ever for one single moment where she was supposed to be on stage? Now, I had to do half my lines peering over her shoulder.
I know. It's not just that she ignores the blocking. It's like she's out to deliberately upstage everyone else.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, I'm not so sure about that.
What's going on?
We're moving the set.
What for?
Jean Harvey complained that because of the way the seating's arranged, certain people who are sitting at the sides can see more than they ought to.
You're kidding.
Said she was being leered at last night by Toby Fairbrother.
What?
Though how she could tell with the lights and everything.
Well, and she always plays everything out front, so she's obviously scanning the audience.
Anyway, she told Linda she wasn't going on tonight unless we moved the set back.
Well, and Linda agreed.
It was blackmail, Roy. Either this or no Jessie. So Robert and I have been here all afternoon shifting it.
Oh, I don't believe
anyway,
it.
Anyway, time's getting on.
Yeah, so I'll leave you to it.
Right.
Evening.
Oh, hello.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to startle you.
I was just thinking about Nigel. Wondering what he'd make of his wife stripping off in the ballroom.
He'd totally approve. He'd love it. You know that speech?
about John believing the WI is just a front for a bunch of middle-aged women to get together and go nuts. That always makes me think of Nigel.
Why?
Well, he might have been Lord of the Manor, but any excuse, he'd let his hair down and go nuts.
he would, wouldn't he? It's just...
What?
It'll be 5 years on Saturday.
I know.
So much has happened. So much water under the bridge.
Yeah.
It still feels like yesterday. And I still feel him around the place. I know it sounds mad.
No, not at all.
Good evening, everybody. Neil, would you mind? Thank you. Now, I won't keep you long, but I just want to congratulate you on a wonderful show last night. After the debacle of the dress rehearsal, I really didn't believe we could pull it off. But we did. And I honestly can't remember when we've had such a rapturous response from an audience.
I saw you chatting to Tristram Hawkshaw after the show.
Yes, I did manage to snatch a quick word.
Well, what did he say?
He wasn't giving much away, but I think he was impressed. He was very complimentary about you, Jean.
What?
Said it was an inspired idea to bring you out of retirement.
She is good.
Isn't that nice?
Well, she's a nightmare to be on stage with, though.
What about the rest of us? Didn't we get a mention?
Well, we'll have to wait until next week for his review, but we have another full house tonight, so don't let those energy levels flag. Let's bring as much panache to this performance as we did to last night.
That really is so unfair.
Who is Tristram Hawkshaw, anyway?
Oh, he used to be big in Floss.
You are?
The Felpersham Light Opera Society. Yeah.
Mm. But now he fancies himself as a critic.
Mm. Well, he was very nice about you last year, Susan.
Oh, was he?
Susan gave a particularly splendid performance in Blithe Spirit.
But to single out Jean Harvey for special praise. Mm. Oh.
Well, it was a bit indiscreet of Linda to repeat that.
Well, we can't let her get away with it. Linda? No, Jean. She makes life so difficult for the rest of us. She stood right in front of me for me big reveal in the Jingle Bells scene.
And she sings Jingle Bells like she's second bass in a male voice choir. Mm.
And in the considerably bigger buns bit, she didn't even look at me. Turned her back and did the don't touch the buns line straight to the audience.
Like she was going to do a Basil Brush and go boom, boom at the end.
And, you know, she never lifts a finger to help with the marmalade trolley.
Oh, well, listen, Linda's told her till she's blue in the face, but it doesn't do any good. So we're going to have to use brute force.
What?
To make a move.
Well, how?
Well, when we start to sing Jingle Bells, Lillian, you and I will get either side of her, grab an arm each and manhandle her to stage left, where she's supposed to be. Mm. And everyone else, if she's standing in your way, just barge her out of it.
The thing that gets me, she accuses my character of not recognising his old school teacher, but how she's supposed to have recognised a former pupil is a mystery because she's never, ever once looked me in the face.
So grab hold of her. Make her look at you.
I wouldn't dare lay a finger on Jean Harvey. She'd have me for sexual harassment.
You know what we could do? We could hide her knitting.
No, can't do that. Although...
No, come on, not a vital prop like that. That would be too cruel.
Maybe we could just...
What?
Everything all right, ladies? And Harrison?
Oh, yes, fine. Yes, fine.
Good. It was just a reminder. Do check the props table before you go on. Make sure you know exactly where everything is. I had quite a panic last night over my shuttlecock.
Lead on, my little elf. And remember, he can't walk that fast.
Oh, can somebody give me a hand here?
Yeah, hang on a sec.
Sip seems to have got stuck.
Hey, we jingling or not?
Bells, jingle, this magic costume. Oh, no, what's happened? Lillian, can you help me? Sorry, darling. This is my only chance for a fag break.
That seems to be the problem. It's ripped down the back.
Oh, I knew this would happen. I told Linda. I said to her, this rabbit costume is completely rotten.
Well, look, there should be some safety pins.
It's obviously been festering at the bottom of some damp skip since last year's pantomime.
Hang on, I've got to do the sound effects.
Neil!
You're only showing a little bit of backside. No one will mind.
I can't go on stage with the bum hanging out. I'm I'm supposed to be shy and inhibited. And Linda hauled me over the coals yesterday just for having a couple of buttons undone.
No. Here are the pins.
Oh, nearly a lifesaver.
You'll have to take it off.
What?
The rabbit suit. You'll have to take it off.
I can't. I'm on in about 30 seconds.
Well, Roy, you want to...
Oh, just do it, Neil.
Don't be shy. Oh, okay, if you don't mind me. Try not to...
Oh, is it going to work?
No. Oh, dear. I think I pinned it to your underwear.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be a problem if you weren't wearing bright red knickers.
I wasn't expecting to be showing them to the world.
How's that? Still getting a little flash of red. You need another pin.
Oh, God, there's the music. That's the end of the scene.
Don't jiggle the pins.
Sorry. Neil? Hmm? What on earth are you doing?
It's not what it looks like, Susan. Oh. Just some emergency surgery on the rabbit's backside. Be here somewhere.
What's the matter? What have you lost?
The knitting.
What knitting?
Jessie's knitting.
What, you mean that great stripy bit she used for a photograph? It'll be on stage, will it?
No, that's the point. I'm supposed to set it at the beginning of this scene, but when I looked on the props table, it had vanished.
What's vanished?
Jean Harvey's knitting
that she used to cover a...
Yes.
Have you asked Kirsty?
Kirsty? What's it got to do with Kirsty?
It's just something she said earlier. Hang on.
Have you done it?
What did Kirsty say?
Everyone was a bit hacked off with Jean, and Lillian suggested we could hide her knitting.
Lillian did? But Lillian's on stage now.
Don't touch the composition!
Kirsty!
What?
Jean's knitting. Have you seen it?
It's here on the prop table, what? Isn't it?
No, that's the point. It should be here, but it's not.
I definitely put it back.
What do you mean? So you've had it?
But I put it back, honestly.
What were you doing with it?
It was over here where... Oh, look, someone's plunked the tea tray on an international theme on top of it. There you go.
Oh, thank heavens.
Told you.
Panic over. No, panic is not over. We've got to get it on stage so it's there for Jean to pick up.
Well, she's Miss January. She's on next.
Give it to Harrison. He's back on in a sec. Oh, OK. Harrison... Look, I'm going to put this in your hand, and when you go back on stage, just pass it straight to Jean, all right?
Okay.
Right. Buns there. Reflectors. Brown. I think this is yours, Jessie.
Oh, he's done it. He's done it.
What a pro.
Now, tell me, Kirsty, just what were you doing with that knitting?
I don't know about posing for a nude calendar. This acting lark seems to be all about taking your clothes on and off.
Where's Jean? She's on in the next scene.
Oh, she's on the phone to a lawyer, I expect.
What?
Well, you know when Susan does the tomorrow we're going to be on television bit, and I go, oh, no. Well, she was standing right beside me. She shouldn't have been, but she was, so I grabbed her arm, you know, in the excitement of the moment, and she yanks it away and growls at me like some... asthmatic dragon.
You lay your finger on me again and have you for a sock.
Jean said that.
She's not speaking to me now. Look, can you do my zip?
But she wouldn't... I mean, you're on together in the next scene.
But she wouldn't deliberately miss her entrance. Would she?
I'll go and find her.
What am I supposed to do?
Improvise.
Well done, everyone.
Oh, it went really well, didn't it?
Well, even better than the first night, I reckon. Yeah.
And I have to say, Jean... Oh, where's Jean?
Signing autographs.
She had to rush straight home. Her cat's not well, so she said.
Oh, she was very good tonight, though, wasn't she?
She seemed to be having a bit of trouble with her knitting. It rather looked as if it had shrunk.
Mm, yeah, it had somehow partially unravelled in the night.
Oh, dear. How did that happen?
Can't begin to imagine. Can you, Kirsty?
No.
Well, I was gratified that she'd finally paid some attention to my notes.
Oh, what makes you think that?
The way she moved around the stage. She didn't always go where she was supposed to, but... What's so funny?
Oh, nothing, Linda. Nothing at all.
You should have woken me.
You were fast asleep. You look so peaceful.
We're supposed to be at the shop.
Not yet. We're not.
You said we'd meet with Mum and Tom.
No, I haven't forgotten.
Talk through the plans for January.
There's plenty of time and you need your sleep.
Oh, I'm going to have to start setting the alarm.
You're never going to forgive me, are you?
What?
For letting you sleep in on Christmas morning.
Oh, darling. I was just a bit disappointed.
I know.
After spending all that time carefully wrapping the things for Henry's stocking...
And going to bed far too late as a result.
Didn't get to see his little face when he opened it.
I thought it was much more important that you had a lie-in and a good rest. You have been very under the weather.
It was only a cold.
You've got to look after yourself. Now, you want some breakfast?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Mummy! Chocolate bar.
Henry, no. Put that down.
This one?
You've only just had your breakfast. It's not chocolate time.
But I'm hungry.
No, you're not. You've just had a great big bowl of porridge.
Please?
No, darling.
If you're hungry, you can have some fruit.
But I want chocolate.
You can have some chocolate later.
Please,
but I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take it with us to the farm. We can share it with Granny and Grandad. Now, give me that box. Come on.
I want one.
Henry.
Come on now. We've got to do what Daddy says, haven't we? Good boy. Look, I'll put it in my bag and we'll take it with us. Now, go and put your shoes on. It's time we were going.
OK.
It was your parents who gave him that huge selection box in the first place.
I know.
Your dad's not usually one for the theatre, but he really enjoyed it too.
That's good.
In fact, I don't know what's got into him. He's got us tickets for this New Year's Eve thing at the Bull too. Going out twice in one week, unheard of.
Well, you are supposed to be stepping back from work.
I know. You really ought to go, Tom.
The New Year's Eve party at the Bull?
No, Calendar Girls. You'd love it.
Oh, it's probably sold out, isn't it?
I don't know. If you ask Roy, I'm sure he could get you in.
Well, I don't know. I'll see.
What's the matter?
Kirsty's in it, isn't she?
Tom, you can't avoid her forever.
I know, but...
And you don't have to speak to her. You'll be sitting in the audience in the dark. She won't even know you're there.
I guess.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Rob.
Hiya.
Morning.
What have you done with Henry?
He's in the kitchen with Dad.
Introducing Tony to his pet velociraptor.
What?
It's all right. It's only plastic. He got it in his Christmas stocking.
Oh, I would so love to have seen him opening his presents.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got to open the shop in 15 minutes, so better crack on.
Yes, and we need to talk about the displays and what we're going to have on offer for January.
Actually, before we do that, there was something else we wanted to discuss with you. Wasn't there, Helen?
Oh, OK. Do you want to tell them?
No. You go ahead.
It's just... Well, Rob and I have been giving a lot of thought to my involvement in the shop. And we've decided that... Well, what we'd really like to do, if it's all right with the rest of you, is a 50-50 job share.
What?
I do get tired, you see, and I'm struggling a bit with the workload.
Are you?
Mm. And we thought if we could share the responsibility, then I could, well, you know, sort out my work-life balance a bit better.
If that's what you want, it's fine by me. What do you think, Mum?
Well, I'm a bit surprised. I mean... Working here, it's a lot less demanding than Ambridge Organics.
I know.
And you don't have to drive into Borchester every day for a start.
And you seem to really thrive on that, even when you were pregnant.
I was younger then, Mum.
You know what she's like. She does throw herself into things and end up overdoing it.
Yes. And I need to ensure I've got plenty of energy at the end of the day for Rob and Henry and the new baby.
Well, if it's what you really want.
We think it's for the best. Don't we, darling?
Richard! Hello!
Oh, hello! I was just thinking... Oh!
I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. You carry on, Sasha. I'm all right.
Oh, that was my fault, distracting you like that.
No. I'm just... never really got the hang of ice skating. Only I brought my daughter and a friend over.
That's your daughter, is it? In the blue hat?
Yeah, that's Sasha.
She's very good.
Yeah, she persuaded me I should give her another go. But I fall over with such frequency, I think she's beginning to find me an embarrassment.
Teenagers always find their parents embarrassing.
Yeah, she's only 12.
Oh.
I thought I had a year or two more of hero worship before the scales fall from her eyes.
Do you fancy a hot chocolate?
Oh, that sounds extremely tempting.
Will that do for today?
Oh, yeah, that's lovely. Thanks, Tom.
Well, there's plenty of salad stuff coming on, but I don't want to pick it if it's not going to sell.
Mm. Well, we haven't exactly been rushed off our feet this morning.
So, what time do you want me here tomorrow?
Well, Helen's scan is at 11:30, so we'll need to leave by 11.
I've asked Mum to cover in the shop.
When?
I phoned her last night. Just thought it would be easy for her to take time out from the dairy.
You could have told me.
Sorry. Only Tom's got so much else to do on the farm.
I can spare an hour. Don't worry, I'll sort it out with Mum. No problem. Though I was thinking, if you two are going to be job sharing, maybe we ought to get someone else in to help out.
Well, yeah, a part-time assistant might be a good idea.
Hmm. I wonder if Anya's available.
What?
You remember Anya?
Used to work in Ambridge Organics.
Yeah, of course I remember her. I always wondered why you kept her on.
What?
Well, not the sharpest knife in the box, was she?
Friendly and helpful, and the customers really liked her.
I know you always had a soft spot for her, darling, but I'm sure we can do better than Anya.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, there's probably someone in the village who'd jump at a bit of part-time work.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right, Tom.
But let's see how we get on for the next few weeks, and we may find that we don't really need it.
We'll try and be flexible, won't we, Helen?
I reckon the two of you doing a job share is going to add up to much more than one ordinary human being.
They're supposed to be revising for their mock GCSEs.
Oh. So this is time off for good behaviour, is it?
For Lily, yes. She's being very conscientious.
But not Freddie.
Oh, it's more of a struggle with him. Anyway, how was your Christmas?
It was okay, I suppose.
You don't sound very convinced.
I spent it with Chloe, my ex, which is not my idea of fun. He tried to be amiable for Sasha's sake, but it's hard work. We didn't exactly part on good terms.
I'm sorry.
Oh, by the way, I haven't congratulated you on your performance.
Well, you came to see Calendar Girls?
Yeah, the three of us came on Sunday night.
We should have come round and said hello.
Oh, I had to run Chloe and Sasha home. But you were brilliant.
Oh, very kind of you to say.
No, I mean it. I thought your performance was moving and tender and funny.
You're making me blush.
The whole thing was really professional. I remember Linda's Christmas shows as being pretty shambolic affairs.
Were you ever in one?
No. No, I managed to avoid it. I did end up doing a bit of scene shifting one year. Cinderella it was. I didn't know which was stage left and stage right. Got shouted at by Linda.
She was the least of our problems.
Well, let me guess. Jean Harvey?
How did you know?
It was a bravura performance, I have to say. For someone of her age, she's got to be about 95 by now, isn't she?
Not quite.
But she did seem to be in a different play from the rest of you.
I'm saying nothing.
Anyway, it was really good fun. Sasha loved it. Even Chloe managed to crack the occasional smile.
I'm sorry I couldn't make your Christmas drinks do.
Oh, feels like a long time ago.
Well, I was ludicrously busy, what with the play and Deck the Hall. We decided to run it longer this year, continuing up to New Year.
Well, seems to be paying off.
Mm, fortunately.
And you're coping, are you? On your own?
Well, I'm still here.
Oh, it's been really nice to catch up.
Yeah.
But I'd better be getting back to the girls. Thanks for the hot chocolate.
A pleasure.
And I hope to see you again before too long.
Well, there are still one or two tickets left for our New Year's Eve ball.
Oh, I think I'll pass on that one.
Oh, that's a shame.
I've got no one to bring.
Oh.
I think the New Year party at the ball sounds rather more up my street.
You're still not convinced, are you, Pat?
I'm fine with it, if it's what you both want.
Yeah, it is.
I was just a bit surprised, that's all.
Well, we talked it through over Christmas, didn't we, darling?
Yes.
And, well, this seemed like the best solution. Anyway, I'm just going to pop into Borchester.
Oh, aren't you stopping for lunch?
No, I'll pick up a sandwich, don't worry. It's just I want to get that dress changed. Did Helen tell you I bought her a dress for Christmas?
No.
Yeah, I bought a size larger than usual, but I didn't take on board just how much she's bloomed in recent weeks. Haven't you? Hey. Anyway, I'll be back in an hour or so.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you later. So he didn't just get you a necklace?
No, there was that dress as well.
Well, I see you're not wearing it.
What?
The necklace.
Oh, Mum, it's way too fancy for every day. Heaven alone knows what it cost.
He loves to buy you beautiful things, doesn't he?
Oh, not complaining. It's very sweet of him.
Are you all right, darling?
Yeah, fine.
Well, you're looking a bit peaky.
I'm okay.
As I said, I was rather surprised at you stepping back from work so soon.
Well, I do get tired. I had that wretched cold before Christmas.
But you're eating properly.
Oh, yeah. Lots of broccoli.
That's not going to keep you going.
Joke, Mum.
Sorry.
I'm eating loads. Had a huge breakfast this morning. And look, I even have a supply of chocolate bars in my bag in case I feel my blood sugar levels dropping.
And you feel all right otherwise? Apart from the tiredness.
Fine.
Right. I'll just pop this in the oven.
And I've got that lovely pamper day at Grey Gables to look forward to too, thanks to you.
I thought it would give you a chance to have a proper catch-up with Kirsty.
Yeah.
You said you've hardly seen her since she came back.
No, I haven't. Although...
What?
Nothing. Just something Rob said. I sometimes get the feeling he doesn't really approve of Kirsty.
Why ever not?
I don't know. It's just... I'm probably imagining it, but... Anyway, that reminds me. Have you heard from Ian at all over the holidays?
Well, no. Should I have?
No, it's just... I've been trying to get hold of him.
I expect he's been working flat out, hasn't he?
Yeah, of course. I'm sure he'll be in touch when things have calmed down a bit.
But don't you find it odd?
No, why should I?
What was the first thing Justin did when Damara took over BL? He got rid of you.
He had no idea who I was back then.
I made Annabelle chair of the board.
Yeah, but now we've got to know each other.
So this is just a social occasion, is it, this lunch today?
I don't know. He said there was something he wanted to run past me.
Oh, dear.
What?
I can't help worrying that... Well, that he's got some ghastly plan up his sleeve, as if the road scheme weren't enough.
Well, if he has, he's hardly going to go telling me about it, is he?
Well...
Knowing I'd tell you, then he'd have the women of Borsetshire out there waving placards at him.
The Save campaign isn't just women.
Now, I think he values my opinion because, well, I've got the one thing he's obviously lacking, and that's local knowledge.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, darling. How did it go?
Great.
Where have you been?
Diving lesson.
I told you, Brian. Roy arranged for Phoebe to have a couple of proper professional lessons.
Before my test this afternoon.
Your driving test?
Yeah.
Well, that's this afternoon.
Oh, Brian.
I thought it was next week.
Never listen to a word I say.
Why? Do you think you're ready for it?
The instructor seemed to think so.
So you've worked out where the reverse gear is?
Yes, all right.
And you can do a hill start without stalling the engine?
I could always do it perfectly well with Dad.
Oh, it took her four goes when I went out with her.
I expect that was just you bawling instructions at her.
I do not bawl.
Making her nervous.
Do I, Phoebe?
Well, you do go on a bit.
I knew it.
Well, thanks very much. That's the last time I'm taking you out for a driving lesson.
You won't need to after this afternoon. She's going to pass her test, aren't you, Phoebe?
I can't believe how he's developed since the last scan.
I know.
He's twice as big.
More than.
And his arms and legs are straightened out. That's why we can feel him kicking.
Yeah.
Does he look like a Dominic, do you reckon?
What?
Well, I was thinking of names. I rather like the sound of Dominic Titchener.
Oh, I don't think you can decide till you actually see him.
Or Julian. What about Julian?
I didn't know Henry was a Henry till I actually held him and looked at his little face.
Yeah, but we need to draw up a short list at least. Julian Titchener.
I thought you were keen on Miles.
Oh, no, that was Mum. There's no way I'm calling my son after my pompous brother. And we must decide about godparents.
Yeah, well, there's no hurry.
You had any response from Ian?
Oh, I haven't actually managed to speak to him again. Obviously, he's been working pretty much non-stop.
Yeah, well, it's obviously not high on his list of priorities if he can't be bothered to get back to us.
Give him a chance. It's his busiest time of year.
Well, doesn't sound to me as if he's particularly keen.
Just leave it with me, Rob. Let me talk to him, OK?
So you've stayed here all the time?
Yes. Miranda was feeling a bit jaded about London and she didn't fancy doing the whole Christmas dinner thing for just the two of us. Ah. And I have to say, Brown, I can thoroughly recommend the Grey Gables Christmas experience. The Christmas Day goose with sour cherries was to die for.
Yes, sounds very tempting.
I bet Jennifer lays on a terrific feast, though.
Yes, well, I mean, she'd feel a bit lost if she didn't have a house full to feed.
Mm. That lamb was excellent. Now, you better polish off this bottle.
Thank you. Anyway, Justin, you said there was something you wanted to discuss.
Yes. Sorry to be so cryptic at the shoot, but it's not something I wanted to bring up with Martin Gibson lurking at my shoulder.
Oh, yeah?
It's about the future of Barrow Farm.
Have you got a new manager lined up?
I can rely on your absolute discretion, can't I?
Yes, of course.
Well, the fact is, there's not going to be another dairy manager. The only manager I'm looking for now is one who knows how to run a redundancy operation. I'm closing it down.
What?
Barrow Farm is going out of business.
Oh, wow!
That is a photograph of my son. Isn't it amazing?
Extraordinary.
Look, you can even make out his little fingers and toes.
And this is how many weeks?
20. Helen's a bit blasé about it, having done it all before, but for me, it's just magic.
Well, I can imagine. And, well, I'm glad everything's going okay.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for the salad stuff. I'll try and make space for it, but as you can see, we're a bit overwhelmed with fruit.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot more than there should be.
I did wonder.
Were you here when it was delivered?
Yes, I signed for it. And I queried it with the delivery guy, but he said that's what we ordered.
Yeah, I rang the wholesalers just to be sure, and they confirmed it. We've got no chance of shifting all those bananas before they go brown.
Well, Helen did the order.
Yeah, I know. And I'm thinking she may have inadvertently repeated the Christmas week order.
Ah. Yes, you may be right. That's an easy mistake to make. I've done it with the pig nuts before.
Pig nuts don't go off, though, do they?
Well, Helen will be mortified.
Ooh, I don't think I'll be mentioning it to her. She does tend to beat herself up when she makes a mistake.
She does rather, doesn't she?
Yeah, so we'll just have to put them on special offer.
And encourage the family to eat lots of smoothies.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd better get back out there.
Before you go, Tom, there is one other thing.
Oh, yes?
About this job share.
Not having second thoughts, I hope.
No. I'm sure we're doing the right thing.
Good. Well, the more I think about it, the more convinced I am that it's going to be good for the shop, having you on board.
Well, it's kind of you to say.
I mean it.
Yeah, it's just a small thing, but we thought, Helen and I, that it would make more sense to have both our salaries paid into our joint account. Would that be okay, do you think?
Don't see why not.
Oh, great.
Mum does the accounts, though.
Yes, I know. It's just that she's pretty tied up in the dairy, isn't she, this week? And I might not get the chance to speak to her, and Helen will probably forget.
Do you want me to mention it to her?
Oh, if you could, that would be such a help.
Hmm?
Thanks.
I just can't believe it.
Oh, well, it took me a while to accept. But my finance chaps are telling me we really have no option.
Is it because of the botulism?
No. Well, that didn't help, obviously. In fact, if I'm honest, it was the straw which broke the camel's back. We were making a thumping great loss before it happened.
Now, I know the dairy business is in the doldrums.
Yes, we came into it at exactly the wrong time.
Yeah, farms are going under all the time, even here in Ambridge.
I heard about Bank Farm, is it?
Yes. Their herd will be going under the hammer in the new year. And, of course, young Ed Grundy couldn't make it pay. But the whole point of Barrow Farm was the huge economies of scale.
Well, that's what we all thought. But, as I say, terrible timing. And a contract that turned out not to be worth the paper it was written on.
The price has fluctuated wildly since the subsidy was withdrawn.
We've lost £1.5 million in the past 12 months alone.
£1.5 million?
We can't sustain losses like that.
I should think not.
I mean, everyone keeps telling me that this is farming, peaks and troughs, good years and bad years, but I've never had my fingers burnt like this in any other business.
So that's it. Goodbye, Barrow Farm.
Does that include Kira Grundy?
Yes.
Ugh. And her mother?
Emma's making his birthday cake.
Well, you're not doing that yourself?
Rob, she's a much better baker than I am. Let me do those potatoes.
No, 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 you sit down. So it's not just half a dozen five-year-olds, it's their parents as well.
Yes.
You do like making work for yourself, don't you?
It's only for a couple of hours and Henry's very excited.
I know he is, but this is a very small cottage. I think he'd have been just as happy with a family tea.
But you said a party would be fine.
Oh, look, don't listen to me, darling. I've just had a bit of a rough afternoon.
Have you?
Yeah, it'll be fine. And as you say, Henry, being five, is a big occasion, so if he wants a party...
Weren't you in the shop this afternoon?
Yes.
So why was it rough?
It's nothing.
Okay.
What? You know the fruit order?
What fruit order?
That you put in on Tuesday? Citrus, bananas...
What about it?
The delivery today was twice as much as it should have been.
Oh, no.
I phoned the wholesaler and they told me that's what we ordered.
No. No, that can't be right.
I'm afraid it is, darling. I got out the order just to double check.
But I distinctly remember sitting down and carefully calculating what I thought we could sell.
Which was presumably a lot less than last time?
Yes, of course. I knew we wouldn't get the footfall we had before Christmas.
Well, it's not a major disaster. I've put the fruit on display and marked it down. And hopefully no one else in the family will even notice.
How can it have happened?
Well, all I can think of is that instead of putting this week's order on the attachment, you accidentally clicked on the previous one.
But I don't see how.
That's easily done. You were still a bit under the weather, weren't you, after that nasty bug you picked up?
I just can't believe I'd make such a stupid mistake.
Oh, come on, darling, don't beat yourself up. There's no real harm done. Now, how many sausages do you want for your supper?
Oh, I really don't want anything, thanks.
Well, you've got to eat something.
Well, I'll have a slice of toast. I had the most enormous lunch. Mum did a butterbean stew and I'm afraid I made rather a pig of myself.
I don't believe it.
No, I didn't either when he told me. But apparently it's been losing money hand over fist ever since it started.
But all those cows...
Well, they'll go to auction.
And the money that went into the buildings and the equipment. Mm. I mean, what's going to happen to it all?
Well, they'll flog off what they can. I can't imagine there's much of a market for second-hand rotary parlours in the present climate.
And the buildings?
They'll put them with a commercial letting agent and hope to rent them out. The land will go back to arable.
Hello?
Not a word, Jenny.
Well?
I passed!
Oh, Phoebe! Oh, I knew you would!
Oh, more than I did.
Oh, well done, darling. Oh, isn't she clever, Brian?
Oh, I suppose you'll be wanting a car now, will you?
Of course not.
You can borrow mine any time you like.
I'm going to university. I don't think I can afford to run a car as well.
Mm. And everyone in Oxford rides bicycles, don't they?
Please don't get your hopes up about Oxford, Granny.
Phoebe, you just passed your driving test at the first attempt, which I think is a good omen.
How do you work that out?
Well, I'm quite convinced that an offer from Oxford will be landing on the doormat any day now.
Oh, I wish I shared your optimism. Anyway, I need to go and phone Dad, let him know what a very good driving instructor he turned out to be.
Have we got any champagne left, Brian?
Of course.
Put a bottle to chill. We'll have a little celebratory drink with supper.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Oh, you could have been a bit more pleased for her.
Yeah, I'm sorry, darling, but I was rather more preoccupied with what we were talking about before.
Barrow Farm.
Now, Justin told me, in absolute confidence, you mustn't breathe a word to anyone.
Not even to Adam?
Especially not to Adam.
I just wondered. I mean, you probably made other arrangements, but... Well, would you like to come with me?
Come with you where?
Oh, sorry. Tonight, the young farmer's New Year's Eve party.
Oh, no, that's really sweet of you, but...
I meant to ask you before Christmas, but, you know, with the geese and everything, life just got a bit, you know...
Toby didn't tell you.
Tell me what?
Well, he came round on Monday and invited me to go with him.
You're going with Toby?
Oh, no, no, no. He did ask me, but, well, you see, my mum's coming home later today.
So you're not going to the party?
No, I hope I will, yes. Oh. But I've got to collect my mum from the airport first because my dad still can't drive. Oh. And I'm really not sure what time we'll be back.
Morning.
So, oh, hi, Auntie Sheila.
Morning. Well, I'll maybe see you later then, Pip.
Possibly.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, dear, well, that was embarrassing.
What was?
Oh, he invited me to the young farmer's do tonight, not realising that his brother had already asked me.
Oh, dear.
And, well, I didn't get as far as telling him this, but I'm actually going with Matthew.
Well, aren't you the lucky one? To have so many admirers queuing up for your favours.
Morning, Sheila.
Oh, David, you ready?
As I'll ever be.
Hey, your daughter's very popular these days.
Oh, don't embarrass me.
Eddie's coming over this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
So he'll see to the sheep, and you can leave the strawing down for him.
Right, come on, David, let's go.
What was all that about?
What?
With Pip?
The men in her life.
Oh.
Yes, I gather she's rejected both Fairbrothers in favour of Matthew, your contract milker.
Is she?
Yeah, Mum must be pleased. She still winces at any mention of the name Fairbrother. But Matthew's not going to be around for much longer, is he?
No.
Now your plaster's coming off.
Oh, well, I'm going to be completely useless for a few weeks yet. Until I get a bit of strength back in the arm.
Yeah, takes a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I'll be so glad to get shot of this plaster.
I bet.
At least I'll be able to give Ruth a proper hug without clunking her on the back of the head.
Oh, you must be so happy she's on her way home.
Yeah, of course I am.
But?
What?
You don't sound very happy.
Oh, sorry. I'm hugely relieved she's coming home, obviously, but...
What?
Well, it's just rather awful that the first thing we've got to talk about when she gets here is whether there's any future in dairy farming.
Well, but Ruth knows the situation, surely.
I'm not sure she's clear about what this latest crisis means for the future. The herd's been her life. She's a dairy farmer above all else.
Mm.
You know, she's bred those cows, she's nurtured them. And to face the fact that we might have to let them go, it'll break her heart.
What are you doing in here? I thought you was going over to Brookfield this afternoon.
Not yet. I'm pondering.
Eh?
It just don't seem right, Summit.
What don't?
Grange farm without animals.
Ah, I know.
Empty buildings, empty fields. It's just too darn quiet, isn't it?
We could always get a few chickens, I suppose.
I was thinking more of pigs.
Eh?
Here's this lovely great shed going to waste. All I need's a few bits of wood and a few sheets of corrugated. I could knock up a couple of pig arcs, no problem.
You reckon it's worth it?
Of course it is. It only takes a matter of months to fatten up wieners. When the weather improves, I can go outside and one of the paddocks.
Ah, but when the Stirlings come home...
Edward's still tenant, ain't he?
Yeah, but what if old Stirling don't want pigs?
Oh, we can finish them up Grundy's field.
Yeah, bringing a bit of cash, would they?
Which heaven knows we can do with.
Yeah, where are you going to get wieners from?
Ah, well...
Ah, surely not Neil Carter. He charges an hour and a leg these days.
Don't you worry, Dad. I have my sources. I'll get hold of some wieners. No problem.
I really enjoyed Calendar Girls.
Oh, you saw it, did you?
Yeah, you were terrific.
Thank you.
What's happened to the set?
It had to be dismantled straight after the final performance. We've got our New Year's Eve ball happening in here tonight, which, as you can see, requires a completely different lighting rig.
Love the mirror ball.
Oh, that was Nigel, my husband. He always insisted on the mirror ball. It's become something of a tradition.
Well, that's the reason I'm here, actually.
The mirror ball?
No, a tradition. With geese being traditional Christmas fare.
Oh, the geese.
I was just wondering how they went down with your clients.
Very well indeed.
Oh, good.
Yes, they were a great success.
Oh, so you'll be ordering them again next year?
You'll still be around next year, will you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, this was just what you might call a trial run. To actually make it pay, we need to grow the business.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Sheila.
Oh, hello, again.
You've changed your mind about the young farmer's party, have you?
What?
You're coming to the Lower Loxley Ball instead.
Oh, no. A bit grand for me. I just came here to talk about geese.
Oh. You know, I have an awful suspicion that Freddie's going to try and gatecrash the young farmers, do you? He collared Pip after they came to see Calendar Girls and was trying to persuade her to get him in.
Oh, Pip probably won't be there.
Oh, yeah, she will. She's going with Matthew.
What?
Isn't she?
I think that's the plan. After she's picked up Ruth.
Matthew, The dairy man?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Right. Well, I'd better make a move. Glad you enjoyed the geese. And we'll be in touch next year.
Bye, Rex. Oops. Have I put my foot in it?
He asked Pip to go to the party with him.
Did he?
Yeah, and she couldn't bring herself to tell him she was going with Matthew.
Oh, damn.
Oh, don't worry. He'd found out soon enough anyway.
Anyway, I hear you're out on the rounds tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Lillian and I are going to the races.
With Justin Elliott, no less.
I know. Still, it'll be exciting. And I haven't been racing in ages. Listen, I wanted to ask, have you spoken to David lately?
Not since Christmas. Why?
I drove him to the fracture clinic this morning to have his plaster taken off.
Oh, that must have been a relief for him.
Yes, but he seemed terribly depressed.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Is it just about the herd? I mean, I thought now Ruth's coming home, he'd perk up a bit.
I think it's as much to do with him and Ruth as it is about the farm.
But they're not... I mean, things are okay between them, aren't they?
Well, they've had a pretty bumpy year, what with one thing and another.
Yeah, I know, but...
And, well, I think he thinks that she wants out.
Mmm. Oh, delicious. She bakes a mean Christmas cake, does your mum?
Yeah, I'm going to have to lay off the cake for a while.
Not till next week.
I was standing watching you this afternoon forking silage out for the ewes, and I thought it's no wonder I've had to let my belt out a notch. Since I did my arm in, I haven't been getting any exercise.
Well, now you've got the plaster off.
It can barely lift a cup of tea.
How are you going to manage with Lammy?
Oh, I meant to ask you about that, Eddie.
Well, ewes will be coming in pretty soon, won't they?
Yeah. I'm going to have to rely on you a lot more than usual.
Fine by me.
Will you do some nights?
Yeah, sure. You can call on me any time.
Except market days.
Mm. I was saying to Dad only this morning, it's great being back at Grange Farm, but I really miss having animals about the place.
Well, if you're in the market for a few dairy heifers...
Oh, if only we had the dosh, David.
Yeah, I know.
You're not really thinking of giving up dairy farming?
I'm not sure there's any future, Eddie. Not the way we want to do it.
Oh, it's a mess, isn't it? First it was the small herds like our Edwards. Now all the middling ones, the family farms. And there's even a rumour down the market that Barrow Farm's in trouble.
Oh, people love to gossip.
Yeah. Any old Clary will be wondering what's happened to me.
Oh, well, thanks so much for your help. It's Pip.
I'll see myself out.
Cheers, Eddie. Yeah.
See you next week.
Yeah, bye. Hello, love.
Bad news, I'm afraid, Dad. The flight's been delayed.
Oh, no.
Estimated time of arrival is now 9:30.
Oh. Any explanation?
No, they don't tell you anything. So, we're not going to be back for ages.
Oh, Pip, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's not your fault. Although I have to say, an airport terminal wouldn't be my first choice of places to spend New Year's Eve.
If I hadn't crocked myself...
Anyway, don't make supper for us. I'll grab something here and hopefully Mum will be fed and watered on the plane.
But what about your party?
Oh, I've given up on that.
Oh, Pip.
No, I've already phoned Matthew to say I can't make it.
Cheers, Dad. Oh, that's good. Well, this is the very last of the 2014 cider.
Oh, it's done all right, isn't it?
Yeah, and improved with age, I reckon.
The 2015 should be ready in a couple of weeks.
That's going to be a classic.
Oh, should be. The crop of apples we got this year.
They're spectacular, weren't it? Ain't never known such a harvest.
This is the way to celebrate New Year, isn't it? In our own home with a jug of home-brewed cider.
Yeah. Isn't it weird how fortunes change?
What do you mean?
Well, I was over Brookfield this afternoon and David Archer had a right long face on him.
Oh, they've had a rough year, haven't they?
And now they're losing the dairy herd.
Oh, it's definite, is it?
Reckon so.
Well, and often I feel sorry for the Archers, but as their luck runs out, ours is taking a turn for the better.
You reckon?
No, he knows we're only here at Grange Farm temporary-like, but it's a good omen. I can feel it in me bones. 2016 is going to be the year of the Grundys.
I'll drink to that.
Mum!
Oh, are you glad to be home?
I'm glad to get off that plane. Mm. I am never going on a long-haul flight again as long as I live.
Oh, was it awful?
Endless. And I'm so sorry, Pet. You must have been waiting for hours.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
And on New Year's Eve, too. Don't you have a party to go to?
Never mind that. Come on. Let's get you home.
Oh, let me take your arm. I've been sat down for that long. I've lost the use of my legs.
Oh, did you manage to sleep?
Not really, no.
Oh, you must be knackered.
Just a bit.
Oh, Mum, it is so good to see you. Oh, we've missed you so much.
Did you?
Of course.
Sounded to me like you were coping pretty well without me.
Oh, yeah, we got by, but it wasn't the same. Especially Christmas.
I missed you too, Pella. And the boys. Have they been behaving?
Yes. Josh is having a great time on his skiing trip, and Ben is determined to stay up to welcome you home.
I can't wait to see him.
And we should make it back just in time to let the new year in. I know Dad's got a bottle of champagne on ice.
Oh, I honestly don't feel up to celebrating anything. I just need a cup of tea and my own bed. I'm exhausted. These past few weeks, I've had such a lot to think about.
Ruth, you awake?
What time is it?
It's 9:15.
Why didn't you wake me?
You needed the sleep. Here, I brought you a cup of tea.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you home.
It's good to be back, sleeping in my own bed again.
We've missed you so much. Christmas just didn't feel right without you.
I missed you all too. But, well, there were some things I had to work through.
And have you worked them through?
I think so.
And?
Oh, not now, David. I'll tell you all later.
Right, OK.
I'll just drink this tea and then I must get up.
Pip and I are just off to get the sheep in.
OK. Is Ben still in bed?
No, he went over to see Ethan.
Already?
Ethan had this new game for Christmas. They're in the Fourth Kingdom, apparently.
I thought he said everyone had missed me.
He did.
And now I'm home and everything can go back to normal. Is that it?
Don't you want it to? It simply isn't the same without you, love. All right, we've managed.
Apart from daft things like going and breaking your arm.
Yeah, I know, that was totally stupid.
Good thing the kids seem to have been more sensible.
Yeah, absolutely, but the thing is, we've all missed you, hugely. And we're hoping... I'm hoping that we can all go back to the way we were.
That can't happen, David.
Ruth?
We'll talk about it later.
But...
Right now, I need to have a shower.
Do you want me to give you a hand?
Dad?
Sorry, force of habit.
The day I can't turn over one of our ewes, I'll take a job as an estate agent or something. Right. Here you go, old girl.
Well done.
Let's have a look. Yeah, no, it's all quite red. A quick burst of the magic spray should fix that.
There you go.
Thanks. How's Mum this morning?
Oh, she's fine. Considering the epic journey.
And she hasn't smuggled back a hunky Kiwi sheep shearer with the body of Daniel Craig. Dad, that was a joke.
That's her done then.
Yeah, no, she'll be fine. Up you get, darling. Go, a good girl.
Your mum obviously likes the way of life over there.
Oh, who wouldn't? All that sunshine. Has she said anything about the dairy herd? What she thinks we should do?
Not yet, no.
You sent her all the figures?
Yes, I sent her the whole lot. Yields, margins, profits. Not that there were any.
No.
Thought of sending her a sanitised version, you know, just the rolling results, leaving out the worst months.
Oh, she wouldn't have liked that.
No, so now she knows the whole grim story. Mm.
I must say, when Peggy invited me over for a sherry and a mince pie, I wasn't very keen. But it turned out to be a very jolly evening.
Oh, I'm so glad, Jill.
Oh, it's freezing out there.
Have you got them all settled?
Yeah, they're fine. We'll start them on the concentrates next week.
I'll make some more coffee.
Thanks, Mum.
Oh, Dad and I were just talking about the yield figures, weren't we, Dad? The latest lot.
Yeah, they're very good.
Have you had a chance to look at them yet, Mum?
Not yet, no.
It's nice to have some good news on the dairy. It's long overdue, if you ask me.
I'm not sure we should be getting too excited about milk yields. I've started to think it's a distraction.
How do you mean, love?
They've all been a bit too worried about it. Obsessed, even. But it's not what really matters.
So what are you saying, Mum?
Maybe this isn't the right time.
No, we'd really like to know your thoughts, love. We've been on tenterhooks here.
Yeah, spill the beans, Mum.
All right. Let's talk about it. Do you want to come sit down, Jill?
Oh, dear. That sounds serious.
Well, as you know, I've had plenty of time to think and maybe get a new perspective on things.
And have you?
I think so. Those costings you sent out, I showed them to Ray. He was amazed.
I expect he thought we were mad, being paid so little for our milk.
It wasn't the price that surprised him. It was what we were spending to produce it.
So, you think we should get out of milk?
Not necessarily. There is another option.
Which is what?
Stay in milk, only do it differently. Cut back on our costs, especially bought-in feed. Carve the cows in spring so we're producing milk when the grass is growing.
Which is what they do in New Zealand.
And not just there. They do it in Ireland too, and quite a few farmers here. So we know it works in our climate.
But we'd only be producing about half the milk we do now.
Yeah.
But we'll be making a profit. That's the point. Whatever happens to the milk price...
Well, I reckon it's going backwards. But it wasn't long ago we were thinking about robotic milking.
What do you think, David? Do you think it's a backward step?
No, I wouldn't put it quite like that.
There was a lot more of it years ago, milk from grass.
Yeah, exactly. Years ago.
It seemed to work, though.
It's a different mindset, that's all. Over there, they think we're mad building in all these costs. The maize silage, the contractors, the mixer wagons.
But we've got rid of that.
Well, we need to keep it going. Strip dairy farming down to basics.
I hate to remind you, love, but it was you that wanted to go over to autumn carving.
I know. And I was wrong. I was seduced into thinking that the only thing that matters is yield. But of course it's profit that counts in the end.
Well, we've shifted the carving pattern once. I dare say we could do it again over a year or so.
But there's something else I need to tell you.
What?
It might be difficult to take in.
I'm sorry, it's Matthew. I'd better get it, OK?
Yeah, go on,
Pip.
1 minute, that's all. Hi, not great timing, I'm afraid.
Oh.
I think I'll make that coffee. And I'm sure we could all do with a piece of fruit cake.
Not
but the hours we spent going through the breeding catalogues.
Yeah, I know.
And look how well they're milking at the moment.
How can you bear to think of letting them go?
Just think back, Jill. When Phil was pushing Dan to switch over to Frisians.
Oh, well.
Don't tell me Dan wanted to do it. Get rid of his beloved dairy shorthorns.
He didn't want to, of course. But he could see that times were changing.
Exactly. It was a different world. The shorthorns were fine before the war. Good grazers, nice economical cows to run. Then later subsidies came in. Suddenly the market was transformed.
I can't get my head round the idea of us selling the herd.
I know. And I'm not saying that it'll be easy. You know I love our cows. And if I say so myself, we've done a fine job over the years.
So how can you think about writing them off?
It just doesn't make any sense.
Just hear me out. OK?
OK.
Those cows are worth good money. We've bred some fantastic animals there. If they come on the market, farmers will be queuing up to buy them.
That's certainly true.
So, if we've agreed we're going for this low-cost pasture-based system...
So have we agreed that?
It's not going to happen unless we are all agreed.
OK, so for the sake of argument...
We can either spend the next 10 years breeding this herd back to what we want, or we can sell them for good money.
You hope?
I'm sure we will.
and we can go out into the market and buy a new herd of the sort we want.
And what will that be?
A decent grazing animal, first and foremost.
A lot of people go for crossbreds on these systems.
They do. Frisians and something like a Norwegian Red. And there'll be some Jersey in there too.
I've always liked Jerseys.
They'll be quite a bit smaller than the cows we got now.
That's why they're better for the grass, as they'll be staying out there for much of the year.
Make a lovely creamy milk, Jerseys.
That's the idea. Lower yield, but higher quality. We need to get ourselves onto a better contract than the rubbish we're on now.
Well, I don't know what to say. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah. We all need to think about it.
I'll sound out Matthew. I think he's worked on a spring calving farm.
Better go and check on the ewes.
David? We can talk about it more at lunchtime.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, hi, love. Thought I'd come and take a look at these old girls.
David, if we do let them go, they'll be going to a farm that'll take as much care of them as we have.
I hope so.
Of course they will. What are you smiling about?
You. Coming up with this big plan for the business. It's not at all what I thought you were going to say. Over Christmas, with you away, I was thinking... Well, I was thinking all sorts of things.
Really? What were you expecting?
I don't know. Something about us, I suppose.
What about us?
Pip thought you might have fallen in love with a bronze sheep shearer with an amazing six-pack.
Well, now you mention it, I did meet one or two like that.
And yet here you are, back at boring old Brookfield.
What do you mean, boring? This place is going to be anything but boring if this plan goes ahead.
I'm not sure Pip's on board yet.
I'm not worried about Pip. She's pretty open-minded. No. She'll be forensic with all my figures. And I'd expect her to be. But if she finds they stack up, I reckon she'll get behind it.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
Especially if she can see it's the way to keep dairy cows at Brookfield.
We all want that. Look, greedy old Ellie tucking into her silage.
She always does.
If we do decide to sell the herd, she's one we're going to have to keep.
Of course we will.
Do you remember that 3 days when we didn't even know if she was going to make it?
Well, she did. Thanks to you.
She gave us a nasty moment, though.
And you sat up with her through those 2 nights, even though Alistair said she didn't have much chance.
Vets don't always get it right.
No one does. I've learnt that much.
Me too. When I think about how I've messed things up...
Shall I tell you something, David Archer? It wouldn't have mattered how many hunky shearers I'd met out there. I wouldn't have swapped you for any of them. Dan and Doris, your mum and dad, you and me, wherever we're going, we're in it together.
Learn about the Archers characters with our online Who's Who at bbc.co.uk/archers.